Mr. Eusebio, do we have any members of the public on the line?
Yes, I believe we have one member of the public is with us right now. We are still waiting for Vice President Dar and Executive Director David Tristan.
I don't believe the Executive Director will be joining us today. So okay. Let me see if I can ping Vice President Dar and see if he will be joining us. And if not, let's get started. I don't want to keep people waiting.
Okay, perfect.
Hold on a second.
For those members of the public joining us, if you can please press star 9 to recognize if you have a public comment. Commissioner Janelle, I've been informed that Vice President Dar may not be joining us. Would you like to proceed or would you like to wait for confirmation?
Let's give him another 3 minutes, and if he doesn't respond, then we'll just get started.
Perfect. Thank you everyone for your patience. We'll be getting started in about 30 seconds. Thank you again everyone for your patience. We will be getting started. The recording prompt will begin.
This meeting is being recorded.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the Interested Persons Meeting conducted by the Ad Hoc Subcommittee on Charter Reform. Today, Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022 at 12 p.m., we are joined by Commissioner Janelle, Deputy Executive Director Heather Holt, and Director of Policy Tyler Joseph. I'll now turn the meeting over to Mr. Joseph to begin.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome, everyone. My name is Tyler Joseph. I'm the Policy Director with the Ethics Commission. This is an interested persons meeting for the Commission's Ad Hoc Committee on Charter Reform. Again, specifically, this is Section 700 through 712. This is going to work like our other IP meetings, if you've ever participated in those. I'm going to run through a few minor technical things up front. So pursuant to state law and the governor's executive order, this meeting is being held and made accessible electronically. I'm going to read out the information required to participate in the meeting, which I will repeat, but if you have any issues with this information, all of this is available on the meeting agenda, which is on our website, and that is ethics.lacity.org. So when we reach the public comment period, you may call 669-254-5252. One more time, for public comment, you will need to dial in 669-254-5252. You'll enter the meeting ID number. That number is 161-778-4780, and that's followed by pound. Again, that is 161-778-4780 and then pound. Once you're admitted to the meeting, you will need to dial star 9 to request to speak, and then we will move down the list until everyone has had their own chance to speak. And separately, there is a toll-free number to dial in. If you'd like to use the toll-free number, that is 833-568-8864. One more time, toll-free 833-568-8864. And again, if you need any of these numbers, that is all available on the agenda for this meeting, which is on the Ethics Commission's website, ethics.lacity.org. So the way this is going to work is that we will turn it over to public comment, and each speaker will have 3 minutes to speak. We will be very flexible on that, and we will allow multiple comments if anyone would like to speak again after their 3 minutes are up. And we'll just move down the list until we've heard from everybody who would like to speak. So now I'm going to hand this back off to Commissioner Janelle for any comments she'd like to make, and then after that, we'll just move directly into the comments. So thank you very much, Commissioner Janelle.
Thanks, Tyler, and thanks to those who made time today to be on this call. As some of you may be aware, Commissioner Dar and the Ethics Commission have undertaken this effort to see if there is anything that should be done or changed in the charter for the Ethics Commission, and we'd like to hear from members of the public on that. I personally am interested in hearing any public comment on issues of commission independence, scope of the commission's work, and enforcement. So happy to hear other things too, but my personal areas that I'm interested in are those three. So thank you very much again for joining us here today.
Thank you for those that have joined us. Again, if you have a public comment, please press star 9 to raise your hand and be added to the queue for public comment. Please state your name and you will have 3 minutes to speak. We have one public commenter. You will be prompted to unmute. Public commenter ending in 994, you will be prompted to unmute. Public commenter ending in 994, you'll be prompted to unmute. You are unmute.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right, thank you. Good afternoon. This is Sean McMorris with California Common Cause. We, California Common Cause, would like to thank the Commission for considering reforms to Article 7 of the city's charter pertaining to the powers and duties of the Los Angeles City Ethics Commission. We also want to thank the Commission for requesting public feedback on the reforms and for preparing a document with suggested points of discussion. Based on those points of discussion, we have the following opinions. We support prohibiting commissioners from being or employing city bidders, contractors, and developers. We also support a broader ban that encompasses conflicts of substantial financial interest in any business, work, or official action taken by the city, as well as a ban on any financial conflicts of interest that a commissioner's spouse or registered domestic partner may have. We support the commission having independent counsel. It is, in our view, if not impossible, difficult, if not impossible, for counsel to serve two clients who have potentially conflicting interests. As the policing authority of city officials, the commission should have counsel that is completely separate from a counsel serving those city officials. We support a minimum guaranteed budget for the commission that adjusts to inflation. We support a minimum period of time for the city council to act on commission proposals with triggered implementation of the proposals if the council fails to act. The city council has shown a propensity to let commission proposals die in committee without consideration or public debate. At a minimum, the public has a right to know where council members stand on ethics reforms, and those positions should be enshrined in the public record. We support granting the commission authority to place proposals on the ballot. The San Francisco Ethics Commission has such authority, and it has worked well. California Common Cause prefers the ballot placement model over granting the commission authority to implement proposals by ordinance, which could be viewed as overreach that undermines the city council's authority. We take no position on the remaining suggested points of discussion and outline why in our written comments that we've also submitted to the commission. And we would like to hear the commission's and staff's thoughts on discussion points regarding penalties and executive director salary and term limits. We are open to further consideration of these matters. California Common Cause looks forward to engaging with the commission further on this process. And if you have any questions for us, I'm happy to take them as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Janelle, it looks like we have no further public comment.
All right. Let's give it a couple of minutes, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, see if others join, and we'll go from there. Otherwise, we will just wrap up the call.
Hey, Sean, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am here.
Hey, Sean, it's Tyler Joseph. How's it going?
Hi. Okay. Thanks.
Good, good. I was just wondering, did you say that you had already submitted a letter to the commission or that you would be submitting a letter on the charter section?
Yeah, we submitted a more detailed letter this morning, and I submitted it to the email address that was on the agenda, the ethics.commission@lacity.org, and it was from my email address, which is smcmorris@commoncause.org. If you haven't received it, I can send it again.
Oh, I'm sure we have. I actually just had not seen that. I did not realize that you sent it this morning, but we will absolutely take a look at it. So I just wanted to make sure we didn't miss it. But thank you again for sending that over.
Sure, no problem.
All right. Well, I don't want to belabor this meeting. Thank you so much for those of you who participated, both staff and Sean. Thank you for your written comments. That's very helpful when we get those. We'll gather up and see what next steps we want to do or take in order to move this effort forward, and we'll make sure to give public notice of those as we've decided on what to do. Any other questions from folks?
No, thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks to all of you. Get back to your day, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
See you later.
Thank you. Meeting has concluded.
Goodbye.